Good evening, this is Akashvani Kohima. I'm Nene Nam Hangsing with the Evening Bulletin. The headlines. Lok Sabha MP S. Supong Meran Jamier emphasizes on unity and accountability among Naga leaders. Centre launches pilot program to boost apprenticeship training in the Northeast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate 103 upgraded Amrit Bharat stations tomorrow. And India begins diplomatic outreach program to expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism following Operation Sindoor. Now the news in detail. Lok Sabha MP S. Supong Meran Jamier has emphasized the importance of unity, humility and accountability among Naga leaders to foster meaningful change in the state. He also called on tribal hohos and civil society organizations to actively engage with and ensure that elected representatives voice their aspirations. Mr. Jamier was speaking during a community ambulance distribution program under the Members of Parliament Local Area Development Scheme 2024-25 in Dimapur today. He also appealed for collective efforts to safeguard Naga identity, culture and rights amid external pressures.
We all are committed to serve the society, to uplift our own people. So we all are in the same boat. We have to work together and we are always used to speak about a change. We have to shoulder our responsibility together, share the problems, and we have to find out the dynamism to change the state scenario. So the leaders should unite first, then jointly we have to apply to the people of the state.
Gracing the event as special guest, Deputy Commissioner of Dimapur, Dr. Tino Jongshi Chang, lauded the MP's initiative and stressed the need for cooperation among the people to achieve development goals. During the event, four ambulances were handed over to Ausenden Mokokchung, Chakroma Public Organization, Eastern Nagaland People's Union Dimapur and Western Sumi Hoho. The Ministry of Skill Development and Entrepreneurship yesterday launched a pilot program to promote apprenticeship training in the Northeast region. Under the scheme, over 26,000 youth from the region will receive an additional 1,500 rupees per month for 1 year over and above the regular stipend provided through the National Apprenticeship Promotion Scheme. Launching the scheme in Aizawl, Union Minister of State for Skill Development and Entrepreneurship, Jayant Chaudhary, said the initiative will open doors of real industry exposure for the region's youth, allowing them to understand the dynamics of contemporary industry and align their skills with real-world demand. He emphasized that Northeast should not remain at the periphery of India's skilling efforts, but become a driving force.
We are doubling the incentive given to the beneficiaries. We give 1500 rupees DBT to beneficiaries under NAPS for the whole country. But for the Northeast domicile, we are doubling it. 1500 rupees will additional amount every month for entire duration of a year shall be provided. This is in line with the thrust of Government of India. Viksit Bharat is Viksit Bharat only if Northeast is also Viksit.
The minister also highlighted that Northeast leads India in women's participation in skilling, showcasing its progressive cultural ethos. A total of 43.94 crore rupees has been earmarked for the pilot initiative. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that tomorrow is a landmark day for India's railway infrastructure. In a social media post, he said the Amrit stations will boost comfort, connectivity and celebrate the country's glorious culture. The Prime Minister will inaugurate 103 Amrit Bharat stations with modern amenities from Bikaner, Rajasthan tomorrow. These stations have been upgraded and redeveloped under the Amrit Bharat Station Scheme as city centres showcasing regional culture and heritage. In a major push for climate resilience and women empowerment, the Ministry of Housing and Urban Affairs has launched the Women for Trees campaign under the Amrut Mitra initiative. The nationwide campaign is a women-led plantation drive aimed at increasing urban greenery in heat-stressed areas. The initiative will roll out in two phases. In the first phase, from today till May 23, over 50,000 women from self-help groups will visit plantation sites such as water bodies, parks and government lands. In Nagaland, site visits are scheduled at Mokokchung today, in Peck tomorrow and at Dimapur, Kifire, Kohima, Longleng, Peren, Twensang, Woka and Zuneboto on May 23. The second phase will begin on World Environment Day, June 5, during which active plantation of trees will be carried out. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You are listening to the evening news. An all-party delegation led by JDU MP Sanjay Kumar Jha today left for a five-nation visit as part of India's diplomatic outreach on Operation Sindoor and to further expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism. The delegation will visit Indonesia, Malaysia, the Republic of Korea, Japan and Singapore to project the country's resolute approach to combat terrorism in all its forms. Talking to the media before the departure of the delegation in New Delhi, Mr. Jha said terrorism is a part of Pakistan's state policy and they will tell the world how Islamabad has been sponsoring terrorism.
आतंकवाद जो है वो पाकिस्तान की स्टेट पॉलिसी इनके नकाब को उतारना वहां से कोई दो चार लोग ऐसे नहीं आते हैं पूरा स्टेट उसको स्पॉन्सर करता है पूरा थ्राइव करता है स्टेट के सपोर्ट से इस बात को पूरे दुनिया में जाकर के बताना ऐसा नहीं होगा कि हमारे यहां आकर के टेररिस्ट एक्टिविटी करते रहिए और उसको हम झेलते रहेंगे.
Another delegation led by Shiv Sena MP Shrikant Shinde will also embark on the visit to UAE, Liberia, the Democratic Republic of Congo and Sierra Leone today. Operation Sindoor has emerged as a decisive and bold mission reigniting the spirit of nationalism across India. Citizens across the nation are celebrating the valor of the soldiers. We have an NCC cadet who shares her thoughts.
Sindoor, launched by the Indian Armed Forces on May 7, 2025 in precise response to the April 22 Pahalgam terror attack that claimed 26 lives, with the name Sindoor chosen as a poignant tribute to honor tourists who were killed and women widowed. The name not only conveyed a strong emotional message of grief, honor and justice, but also underscored behind the precision strikes against terrorism.
Operation Sindoor has become a beacon of national pride, symbolizing India's strategic strength and the indomitable spirit of its people. It has reinforced the belief that together as one nation, we can overcome any threat. Banu Mushtaq's short story collection, Heart Lamp, has won the International Booker Prize in London. Ms. Mushtaq has become the first Indian author writing in Kannada to win the prestigious prize. Her award-winning work, Heart Lamp, is a collection of 12 short stories translated into English by Deepa Bhasti. The book, originally titled Hridaya Deepa in Kannada, traces decades of her literary output from 1990 to 2023 and was recognized for its compelling portrayal of familial and societal conflict in Karnataka. The announcement was made at a ceremony in London where both Ms. Mushtaq and Ms. Bhasti were present to receive the award. The Directorate of Technical Education has begun issuing registration forms for NEET UG 2025 candidates intending to avail Nagaland State Reserve seats for MBBS, BDS and other medical courses. Forms are available at the department office and can also be downloaded online at dte.nagaland.gov.in. Candidates may submit completed forms along with required documents and a payment of 500 rupees to the office on or before the 21st of June. And now to round up the news, the headlines once again. Lok Sabha MP S. Supamarin Jamir emphasizes on unity and accountability among Naga leaders. Centre launches pilot program to boost apprenticeship training in the Northeast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to inaugurate 103 upgraded Amrit Bharat stations tomorrow. And India begins diplomatic outreach program to expose Pakistan-sponsored terrorism following Operation Sindoor. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.